Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. So on 4/24/2024, which is so much fun to say, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you have as much fun doing the crossword as I just did rattling off the date?
I don't know if I had quite that much fun.
I did have a lot of fun with April 24, 2024.
It is an amazing date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, 4-2-4-20-2-4. You could just say 4-2-4-2-4.
Well, you could. Wait, no, you just left off the... Well, yeah, you could. You could say 4-2-4-2-4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's true.
So yes. And in a way, it kind of reflects the theme... For today, sort of, kind of.
I'll take your word for it. There was definitely some reflection going on here.
Right. Well, the theme revolved around the revealer clue, which was 62 across, feature of this puzzle's grid, and the answers to the 6 starred clues. And the answer to that... was lateral symmetry, or what, symmetry around the y-axis. So it'd be like vertical symmetry, as we see in this puzzle. The starred clues were positioned symmetrically in the puzzle. For example, 3 down was home to the Halakua National Park, and that was Maui, Hawaii. And in the same position, 3 in from the opposite side was 11 down, and that was highfalutin. And the answer to that was hoity-toity.
Right.
So 2 answers that were exactly the same length, in exactly the same position, just 1 on one side of the axis and 1 on the other. And then just 1 over from that, 4 down was, hold on, repeat that. And the answer to that was, wait, what? And if you go to the opposite side in the same position, that would be 10 down. You've got a musical whose name is an Italian exclamation, which was Mamma Mia. Again, the same length in the same position, just 1 on one side and of the axis and 1 on the other. So those were 4 of the themed clues. There were 2 kind of at the bottom of the puzzle toward the middle, but again, symmetrical in length and position. 45 down was evil laugh, which was a mwahaha. And then 46 down was calculus calculation, which was maximum. Again, both the same length and in the same position, just 1 on one side and 1 on the other. Okay, compounding this, each one of those starred answers of the starred clues were made up of letters that had lateral symmetry, meaning that you could draw a vertical line through the answer and it would look exactly the same on both sides.
Right.
For example, Maui, Hawaii, M-A-U-I-H-A-W-A-I-I. All of those letters have lateral symmetry.
Mm-hmm.
Can divide them in half vertically, and they look just the same on both sides.
They don't sound the same, but they look the same.
They
yes.
look the same, yes. Same with Mamma Mia, hoity-toity, mwahaha, and maximum. You notice a lot of these have a lot of M's in them.
Yes.
So, so anyway.
And H's and A's.
And I's.
Uh-huh. All those symmetric letters.
Yes, very much so. Anyway, that was the theme, and it was rather complex, but it was very clever.
It was, for me, very useful, mm-hmm. because I was having trouble with some of the clues in the grid,
mm-hmm.
and For example, most notably, 45 down, evil laugh. Well, I always think an evil laugh is bwahaha, mm-hmm. not mwahaha. I think mwahaha sounds like you're kissing someone and then having an evil laugh. Mwahaha. And so I had a problem then with, because I was starting that with a B, I had trouble with 45 across. The 1983 comedy about a stay-at-home dad. So I had it starting off BR, and then I wasn't sure about the next letter, and then I had it ending in OM. So I decided there was a movie called Broom. And I mean, if he was staying at home, maybe he was staying at home sweeping a lot.
No, no.
And then I realized that first O would be better off as an M because 35 down depict in drawing was limb, L-I-M-N.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
I don't either. I've never seen that word before.
I am convinced we've seen that in the grid.
Oh, really?
Because otherwise I would not have known it.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I guess if we've seen it in the grid before, I didn't remember it.
Well, we've seen a lot in grids before. I mean, if we counted the number of answers that we have come up with individually and collectively, mainly individually, it's in the billions. Mm-hmm. But a search on LIM reveals that it has appeared April 24th, 2024. That would be today. And then October 11th, 2022. So, you know, only 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Hmm. Or maybe it was in a clue rather than an answer, but I am convinced that I saw it.
Okay.
In any event, that gave me an M. So then I had BR Mum. And I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then I thought, oh, wait, there was a movie, Dr. Mum. And yep. So I had Dwahaha. And so I was like, okay, apparently it's Dr. Mum. You know, maybe it was sort of like the mother had a PhD or she was a physician or something. And so, but then eventually I realized what they meant by lateral symmetry is it related to the letters. And I'm like, wait a minute, D is not symmetric. Mm-hmm. And that was instrumental in my ability to solve this crossword.
I see.
But, I mean, I had lots of other problems. 18 across, alternative to Pepto-Bismol. I couldn't remember it. I had it starting with an I. I had it ending with D-I-U-M. And I started inventing radioactive elements. So I had like iridium. And I convinced myself that iridium was an element. And because 6 down, viewing aid, I went for graph. G-R-A-P-H. That's how I got the A of iridium.
Oh.
And the R came out of 5 down. 5 down being sound of hesitation, I went, I thought that was a good sound of hesitation.
Yes, it is.
But it turned out the correct sound of hesitation, according to the NY Times, is erm.
Erm.
And the viewing aid is scope, which does make more sense than a graph. I mean,
yeah.
A graph is a visualization, but it doesn't really help you see better.
No.
And so it went from iridium to the much easier to obtain at Walgreens Imodium.
That's right.
And this podcast has not been brought to you by Walgreens, which has nothing to do with it, because no drugs are being sold. Let's see. In that area, we had 8 down. I thought that was brilliant. Gets the copyright, and that was edits.
That's right. Yes.
That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Even 3 down. The home to the Haleakala National Park, I went for Maui Island.
Oh.
For no apparent reason. It didn't help very much. And then eventually I went to Maui, Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, Maui isn't the island.
Isn't it?
No, it's the city on Oahu, which is the island.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely explains why Maui Island did not solve. I noticed we had 32 across. That's gross. Ew. And yesterday we had U, except mm-hmm. with just one W.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It made a return.
Mm-hmm. We had some slang in there, 49 across. You game. Wanna.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna.
It went well with mwahaha.
I guess.
Sort of.
Wanna.
Kinda.
It's also some. No, it's not symmetric. I'm sorry. Not symmetric.
No. You know, what would have been amazing is if they'd actually made the words themselves laterally symmetric. So, for example, the 11 across was bread spread. I'm sorry, let me try that again. 11 across was speck or serrano, and the answer was ham.
That's correct.
So it would have been funny if one across was ma, M-A-H.
Yeah.
So we'd have sort of symmetry there. Of course, ma is not a word, which is probably why Jeffrey Martinovich was unable to do that sort of a crossword, which would have been amazing. They better send in Jeff Chen.
But he did have one across, which was what, bread spread?
Yes.
Jam.
Right.
And then on the opposite side was ham.
Yes.
So.
And at 58 across, we had first line of a classic Dr. Seuss book, I am Sam. So we had jam, ham, and I am Sam.
That's right.
The I am Sam is sort of a bit of a stretch.
Yes.
And for me, the absolute shocker. Guess which clue I found to be the most absolutely shocking?
70 across.
How did you know?
Because I found it shocking myself.
Bottomless pit. Abysm.
Yes.
As opposed to an abyss.
Right.
I just thought that was an abysmal clue. no, I'd never heard that word before.
Me either.
And, you know, I tried to Google it, and Google suggested, do you mean abyss?
Yeah.
That's always a bad sign when Google suggests what I think to be the right answer, but clearly is not. And it was not because, of course, as you noted, 46 down, calculus calculation was maximum.
Right.
But yeah, abysm. Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
We're going to have to do some serious investigation. That could be a fun fact all by itself.
Well, it could.
I think a bathysphere will be involved. Probably going to have to go into the abyss to find abysm. And we're going to have to find out how to pronounce it, because I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think that's probably right. Abysm. No.
Or Abby SM or Abby's M.
No,
it's probably not Abby's M. I agree.
I like 43 down. You think I won't? Dare me.
Yes.
Dare me.
That's. I wish they had had, though, like on the other side, it would have been funny if they had hold my beer. Because that wouldn't have been laterally symmetric. They would have had, wouldn't quite match up, but it still would have been pretty funny, I think. I like 67 across. Get one's act together, shape up.
That's right.
That is advice I need to follow a lot more than I do. 36 down. Did you know this person? 36 down being Lewis, who sang the theme for Avatar, Leona.
Yes, I've heard that name.
So it's Leona Lewis?
Leona Lewis, yes.
Okay. Have you seen Avatar?
No, I have not.
Apparently it's a good movie. Family Guy baby was Stewie.
Yes.
I didn't really remember. It's sort of like on, you know, that one of those on the edge of memory. it looked right, and so I went with it. Also, 51 across, slow down, spelled unusually, whoa, W-O-A-H.
Yes. We've had that in the puzzle before, though.
We have.
Yeah.
We've had it as W-O-A-H, and then I guess is W-H-A-O.
Right.
Is that right? So
or O-A. It's O-A. W-H-O-A.
Okay. So just for the record, W-H-O-A has appeared 67 times, and that's supposed to be the dominant spelling?
Yeah.
All right. W-O-A-H, the rare spelling, has appeared, okay, 4 times. Of course, maybe they're making it rare by just refusing to publish it.
Could be.
It has never appeared before the modern era. It just first appeared in 2021. Exclamation of shock spelled in a modern way.
Whoa.
That was by, and the authors of that were Sophie Buchmuller and Ross Trudeau. A name we have not heard.
We haven't had the Ross Trudeau puzzle for a long time, have we?
Ross, where are you? Come back. We miss you.
Whoa. Whoa. It looks like Noah, only it's Whoa.
Whoa. yeah. It's definitely interestingly spelled. Speaking about interestingly spelled, 27 across, like lizards and fish, scaly.
Yes.
I so much wanted to keep an E in there.
Nope.
S-C-A-L-E-Y.
Nope. Just a Y.
Right.
Scaly,
okay. And they did, of course, run into, you already mentioned this, highfalutin was hoity-toity.
That's right.
I just love that phrase. I just think that's the best phrase ever. I think most conflicts could be could be stopped if one of the person said to the other, quit being so hoity-toity, and the other person would get a smile on their face, and they'd walk off. Mm. Arm in arm. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, that's an
the power of hoity-toity. Not sure if I'd want to be the first person to test that hypothesis.
No, I don't think so.
let's see. 13 down was darn say, was mend.
That's right.
That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And blank jelly, 12 down, blank jelly, popular bubble tea topping was aloe.
Aloe, yes.
Or aloe.
I've never heard of aloe jelly.
Right.
But apparently it's a thing.
I don't think I've even seen aloe at all. It's a cactus, is that right?
It's a succulent, yes.
Okay, does that mean it's a cactus?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know. It doesn't have prickly things on it like a cactus.
Okay.
But it is a succulent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does it grow in the desert?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go to like some botanical garden.
Right.
This podcast also not brought to you by the Green Bay Botanical Center. The number of people that this podcast is not brought to you by is staggering.
Well, it is. That's right. Especially since we have no one broadcasting or brought to us by.
Well, I feel pretty good about not being beholden to any advertisers.
Well, that's right.
Although if the Oxford English Dictionary people wanted to reach out to us, we would not say no to a complete 26-volume set. All right. I think that's probably it for today.
I do believe.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts as much as we are enjoying producing them. Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.